If you've ever wondered to what extent should you be using AI for your podcast, we've got the answers for you inside this episode. I'm here in the studio with Manoj Agarwal to talk about the future of AI for podcasting and its pros and its cons and where it can help and the limitations that you need to be aware of as a podcast host or soon to be podcast host so that you don't sacrifice the authentic connection with your listeners in favor of efficiency. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. So Manoj, besides being one of the top leading AI experts globally with such a deep technical knowledge and grasp on where this whole AI thing is going, I know you also have a very deep knowledge and understanding of human psychology and of neuroscience. So I would venture to guess that you understand the importance of human connection. And one of the biggest concerns that I hear in these undercurrents of conversation amongst thought leaders and different business groups I belong to is how can we leverage AI without actually losing our authentic voice? And at the same time, we want to be able to leverage it, at least to some degree, because we see the power in it. We know that it can help us save time. We know that it can help us better leverage the time that we have. So I'm curious to know, what is it that you see being the future of AI for thought leaders and experts specifically? Can you walk us through some of the pros and the cons?
Absolutely. You see, first thing, we have to realize what AI is. So there are many, many different dimensions of AI. What made AI so popular in this last year or so was the release of ChatGPT, which is the large language model. So in order to understand that, you can think of it as like a sum total of all human wisdom from millennia ago. It has become available to us, anybody who can interact with it. Now, the thing is that it is so vast. I mean, as I said, like it's the sum total of human wisdom. If you come across such a wise person, you'll have to understand how to ask the right questions to that person. So similarly, when you work with AI, with all this vast knowledge, you have to be able to ask the right questions. So what people don't understand is that this vast body of knowledge is like a chameleon, okay? So it can take on any form, any tone, any sort of way of talking, but you have to work with it, set it up, just like driving a car. When you drive a car, you can't just like sit in it and press a gas pedal and go. You have to know how the steering wheel works or the seat belts or those type of, you know, initial steps you need to take before you hit go on the car. It's the same thing with AI. You need to understand how to personalize AI and give it your personality and teach it how you speak, how you use, what kind of words you use, what is your vocabulary, what is your tone, whether you use a lot of funny sort of anecdotes in your delivery, whatever that is, right? And then you give it your raw thoughts about what you want to say, just like a trained copywriter or a biographer, somebody who can understand you. AI will produce the content in your tone, in your authentic voice, and your thoughts will be embedded in the output.
I think it's crazy that we're living in a world where AI is a real thing, right? That it's not limited to government agencies or, you know, entities that have used it in the past, but that now the public has access to it. And it reminds me of a time when I was in college and I was in a philosophy class, and we were going around the room talking about whether watching a movie is that a real experience? Like, oh, I've watched this movie about this topic, but you haven't actually experienced that thing. Do you therefore know about this topic? Can you say that? Is it real? Is it fake? And I remember it was just like this far out conversation. Mm-hmm. And I walked out of there going, gosh, that was very futuristic and weird. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what my opinion was. Can you learn something just from, you know, watching this simulation mm-hmm. of something that is a representation of something that's real? Can you say that it's real? And I think about that with AI. And I'm curious to hear, how do you feel that AI can be harnessed to ensure that we can maintain our credibility? So now we're living in this world where a lot of content is AI generated. We don't know what's real and what's not. And what you were just mentioning is, you know, we can train AI to pick up our tone, pick up how we speak, pick up how we interact with the world. And that's really cool. And at the same time, is that an integrity? If it's you, but it's not you, what are your thoughts on that?
Sure, sure. It's a great question, by the way. See, towards the end, what I said was you can give it your raw thoughts and then it'll sort of convert that into words. At the end of the day, you know, we all use tools to voice our thoughts. You know, it started with just plant parchments when the paper was not even invented yet. People used to write using like pigments from the plants and write it on a leaf, right? And then paper was invented, then the printing press came along, and now we do everything on computers in Google Docs or online. So these are all the tools for us to get our thoughts and put it out there in the world. AI is no different than using a tool. Now it's just more efficient and more powerful in helping us frame those thoughts. Because even if I have a brilliant thought, everybody recognizes in order to convey that thought in a way that connects with the target audience, it's not an easy skill that everybody has, right? Even gifted writers, they have something called a writer's block. They can just stare at a blank piece of paper. Even though they are brilliant thinkers and gifted writers, that's the hurdle that AI is helping us cross. Now, if your thoughts are not meaningful to other people, no AI is going to help you. Even if it's assuming your tone, let's say you are a stand-up comedian and you want to use AI to generate some content and you want it to speak like you. If your jokes are not funny, it's not going to help you, right? But if your jokes are funny, it will just reduce the time and effort you need to take to your raw thoughts and convert it into something that will connect with the audience, right? So that's where we are going. The future is all about virtual reality and augmented reality in a very, very near future. And so what we need to get used to as society is this notion of what is authentic and credible. Okay, so we hang on to that too much these days, but the boundaries are already blurring, as we know. You know, as I said, like looking at history, we have to realize that nothing is as authentic, as original as we think it is. We all borrow ideas from our previous generations, our previous thinkers. The only thing now, what will happen is we'll need to create new regulations, new rules. The game has shifted, you know, whether people have realized or not. AI has shifted the game in so many ways that we'll have to make some new rules here to play with.
I'm glad you bring this up, because as you were sharing, that's exactly what I was thinking about, how ideas essentially get recycled through history, through generations. And I talk a lot as a podcaster about the power of your voice and how your voice is a tool of expression that we have at our disposal that we can shape history with. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, look where we would be in the world without, say, Mother Teresa or mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela, or mm-hmm. look, name any figure through history who has shaped history with their voice. Their voice still rings in our ears today. And someone living today may take that idea and turn it into something else, right? But it's not completely original. So it's interesting to sit here with you, Manoj, and have this conversation, because one of my core values is integrity. And there are things in my business that we utilize AI for. And there are other things that I will never utilize AI for. And I think maybe that's a question for those listening today. You know, if you're listening to this, you got to figure out what that is for you. How can you leverage this tool in a way that is in integrity with you? Now, Manoj, you mentioned regulations and rules. Let's talk a bit about that. What do you see on the horizon in terms of how this is going to be regulated going forward?
See, when I say regulations and rules, it's more about people participating in the commercial sort of capitalist society, making those rules and accepting those rules. I don't think a lot about what regulations will come from the government. I think about what are the acceptable rules as a society we will play. For example, you mentioned, you know, whether I want to use AI in certain aspects of my business. So the idea is that whether society will accept AI in certain aspects of life or not. If I'm an artist, if I create a painting using AI, will that be accepted as a work of art or not? These are the questions me as a technologist, I can definitely say, yeah, it will. I will accept it as a piece of art because I know how AI works, and it cannot generate something out of its own imagination. The human, that is the seed of that creation. The human imagination is the seed of creation. So AI is a tool that makes it faster and better, but it's still a human creation. So everybody's opinion will count in this debate, and every industry will behave differently. Some industries will say no AI whatsoever. Some industries will embrace it fully. But at the end of the day, we have to recognize AI is going to be as essential and as impactful as fire or electricity. So any activity that we can think of in business will actually have some element of AI in it.
It is fascinating to think about, right? When you say it like that, that it's going to be as indispensable as electricity. You know, I can't imagine a life without electricity. Where it reminds me of when cell phones first came on the scene. And I remember being, you know, a teenager learning to drive. Mom, can I borrow your phone? And it was like the Motorola thing that was like a brick. And that was new. There was a time when the internet was new. And look at how we've adapted. Look at how we've learned. Look at how indispensable those things are now in our life. And that's what I'm hearing you say with AI, that it's new now, but there will come a point in time where it is that, where we will have the answers to these questions, where we will have figured this out. And this is where, you know, I'm also curious to wrap us up today. What are some of the innovative applications that you're seeing right now in the thought leadership space and in the podcasting space of people who are not just sitting there, you know, typing inputs into ChatGPT and like having it spit out copy, but what are some really forward-thinking applications that you're seeing people using AI for right now?
I'll speak about myself. Like, obviously, there are the usual candidates, you know, building content, video. We also have enterprise clients, so we solve some real big business problems. For example, we created some AI algorithms in the education space to provide personalized curriculum to each student in the classroom. So rather than every student learning the exact same thing, they get a personalized curriculum based on their understanding of the topic. We made another application which helps students not drop out of their degree programs using AI. This is done by recommending the right courses to the right students, just like Netflix recommends shows to us. So these are different kinds of AI applications. But specifically talking about things like ChatGPT and all that, one of the things that we work on is how to create synergies between humans and AI. So a lot of talk is about AI is going to replace humans, but we look at it as AI enhancing humans by helping them communicate better, helping them imagine better, helping them execute better. So we are working with some major corporations in really increasing the productivity and building a more positive culture using AI. It's like a wonderful collaboration between technology and humans, which is exactly what we want to see happen. So I urge people to really look into it, not give in to the fear, misinformation, because if people don't adopt AI quickly, they'll have to play a catch up in their business, in their life. So it's, as you said, it's just like smartphones, it's just like internet. The sooner you get on this, the more benefit you will get.
Adapt or get left behind, isn't it? It's definitely that. Well, Manoj, thank you. You've given us a lot to think about. And after this interview, I asked Manoj if he would be willing to go behind the scenes and show us some really practical ways that we, as business owners and experts and podcast hosts, can leverage AI to save time without sacrificing our authentic voice. And in the next episode, we're going to show you exactly how to do it so you can protect your true voice and make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop, where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.